It saddens me that right now, just based on the numbers I gave you, 9, 4, 1, we're talking 13 people, 14 people, is that right? In the last 2 days. Just close to me, the last 2 days are gone. You know, when are we going to understand that this is not a video game? And this ain't no joke. A person who has spent their lives committed to not even carrying a weapon. I must confess to you that last night, for a very brief moment, while I was in tears and very angry about what's happening in America, I thought briefly about picking up a weapon. You know, and for me to do that, and those who know me know that it took a lot for me to even think that way. We'll talk some more about that later on this evening, but because we got so much to talk about, but I want to put that on your mind to begin with. The other thing I want to put on your mind is this. I be damned, Joe Biden pulled that shit off, didn't he? I mean, he pulled that shit off. He got everything he wanted in the new budget bill, including health care, Obamacare. He got it all because somebody finally realized in the other party that what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong, and you're not going to win elections, keep being wrong. So now they are joining Joe Biden. But then, too, you still got those that are sitting around talking about, well, he's going to appoint a bunch of liberal judges who's going to change the course of America, blah, 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 blah. The same bullshit that the Republican Party keeps preaching to us. And I'm not hostile about the Republican Party because, you know, I have some friends that are not only brilliant, but very caring people who profess to be part of the Republican Party. But if you and your wildest minds have not figured out that this is nothing but pure Donald Trumpism, it is what it is. Boy, messed up America. And we may never recover from that damage. So we'll put that aside. I got to give Nancy Pelosi some play. I really do, because that's one bold bitch. That girl, I'm serious. I mean, you know, for her to go over to Taiwan and challenge the old Chinese government, a woman herself went over there and put on the line. And what do? The same thing they always do. Save her, rape her, doing cheap bombs. Listen, truth of the matter is, she put her money where her mouth is, which is something that Congress has not done in some years. Whether you agree with Nancy Pelosi or not, whether you like Nancy Pelosi or not, doesn't make a difference. But I tell you what, that her move galvanized this country, both Republicans and Democrats, to say, job well done, even though they still hate her guts. But they couldn't back down from something that was not only monumental, but important to this country. Now,
what can you say about Kansas?
You know, is it Kansas? Check this out. The biggest Republican state, I think it's Kansas. I can look this up. But at any rate, they voted against the abortion bill. It won hands down. It's like, we ain't going there. And Republicans voted for it, too. Hello. Somebody got to celebrate that little, what would I call it? That little gift, because people are now finally getting it. The truth of the matter is, you all know how I feel. I'm so pro-life, it's ridiculous. Okay? Even though I don't like Bernstein over here, and I don't even like my own brother. I hope something happens to him tonight. No, I don't. Be honest. I'm being honest. But on the real, life is so precious. And let me tell you something else about life, Bernstein. You know, people are running around here talking about what matters in life and Black Lives Matter and this, that, and that. Let me tell you what really matters. There's no more precious commodity in the world today than time. You can lose money. You can get money back. You can get cars back. You can get homes back. But you can't get back time. And that shows you how important and valuable it is. So we need to spend our time doing things that make sense. And yes, true. My brother would say, if it don't make dollars, don't make sense. That's very true. Truer than that, if it's not about the real, it ain't about nothing. Because we're talking about life. I'm going to take a pause for call right quick and get ready, because we got a bunch of stuff to talk about. And I'm not gonna hang the negative over our heads very long, but I will talk about it a lot tonight, especially the death of James Dixon III, my friend. And Treasure. We got to talk about the precious girl Treasure, too. So when I get back, we're gonna touch on those topics. But I want to keep things a little better than they have been, only because my heart's grieving tonight. It really is. And I'm trying to not fall into the bag of being melancholy. And I'm trying to fall into the bag of staying very true, not only to my science, but to myself. Give me a few. We'll be right back to you. This is Controversy. Talk at you. Controversy. Stephen B. doing the key of V. Excellence for you and me with my nicotine-stained hands. I announced that, yes, I still smoke. But check this out. Let me do some pay some bills first, and then we get back in our conversation. Controversy is made possible by members of YazzaRadio.com at $14.99 per month. Now, come on now. Let's be real. That's cheap. It's better than HBO. And our TV.com at $24.99 per month. Members, thank you for your support, because without you, Yaza wouldn't be possible. Controversy is also made possible by ongoing individual direct contributions of $8.33 from the Controversy Loyal Supporters. If you would like to make a direct contribution to the controversy show, go to shopyazzer.com. That's shopyazzer.com. Thank you for all that you give. And on behalf of myself, the controversy staff, and Yazzer, we love you and appreciate you. And finally, controversy would like to thank our major funding sponsors, Digital Guard. If you need cameras for your business and home, go to preventhomescrime.com. That's preventhomescrime.com or preventbusinesscrime.com. These sponsors do the heavy lifting around here to make sure the lights stay on. And once again, thank you to the drivers and direct support and major funding sponsors. Now back to my show. Now, the other thing is, the call-in number is 515-605-9800. Check this out. We already put another movie out on our independent channel. It's called The Testimony to Present Lifesavers. And it's Sunday, August the 21st, 4 p.m. and 7 p.m., and it's our movie night. You can purchase tickets online, livesavermovie.bright.com, or you can do it via Cash App. That's the money sign, testimony to, add your name, time to the memo line for will call. We're going to be at the Indiana Historic Society. That's 450 here in Indianapolis. And you can call 317-520-2725 for a ticket location. But y'all need to check this out because it's one of our independent movies. And you're going to enjoy it, really. So come check that out. Help us out to help you out. That's Testimony 2 Presents Lifesavers. It's Sunday, August 21st, 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. showings. That's our movie night. Purchase tickets online with lifesavermovie.eventbrite.com. Or you can do this Cash App. That's money sign, the Testimony 2. Add your name, time to the memo line for a roll call. That's Indiana Historic Society. It's 450 West Ohio Street here in Indianapolis, 46202. You can call 317-520-2725. That's 317-520-2725. So you guys need to support us because it's all about us supporting you. Now check this out. I was just sharing with my Muslim friend Bernstein about four Muslims that were killed in New Mexico. Come over here. Come over here so we can talk. I don't get it. I don't get it. We're supposed to be a Christian nation, so we claim. If we truly are a Christian nation, if you understand your history, if you understand what's really going on in the world, there were two brothers, Ishmael and Isaac. One became the father of Christianity. The other became the father of Islam. But they were two brothers from the same loin of their dad, which was Abraham. A third of the Quran, I would say that, I may be wrong, but in reading the Quran, a third of it talks about Jesus. Talks about him. They revere him as a prophet, one of supreme knowledge and wisdom. And for us to sit here and try to separate family to the degree of killing them is really sad. Bernstein, based on what you just know now, what's your take on this?
It's just another form of hatred, man. It's like, you know, it just doesn't, there's no explanation for it, for any type of killing.
And
for them to go into a place of worship, they're going in elementary schools. It's like, is any place sacred anymore in this world right now? Is any place sacred, you know?
Apparently not.
Right, apparently not. And so the bad part about it is, if we start treat things like a military campuses, like everything's on lockdown, we'll be complaining.
Yeah.
And you know
it's really sad to me that This is what is on the Statue of Liberty, a gift from France. And it says, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free. The wretched, wretched of your teeming shores, send thee the tempest toss to me. America is a melting pot. Even though it was founded by, call it that, basically criminals out of England. You know, and that's how it was founded. But with that being said, there's, I mean, so many people here from different races and religions and culture that we forget one very significant thing. You know what that is, Bernstein?
What is that?
We came here and we destroyed a culture. Indians.
Destroyed a lot of cultures, yeah.
That one we destroyed. Okay. And we took over their country. And now we're sitting here calling it our country. We cannot even stay true to the basic principles of what our forefathers or their forefathers. How
yeah, their forefathers, exactly.
Put it. I mean, really. How are you going to sit there and say, in God we trust and perform the atrocities that we do in this country?
Because the question you got to ask, what is their definition of God? Who is their God?
That is a very interesting question. You know what? I really don't know how to respond. I really don't. Because, and I'll tell you why. Because my heart is so heavy with the things that I've had to be confronted with, which you all know this week. And not only that, not only just people that I know, but people that I believed in and trusted, you know, and people know me that I'm, you know, I can be an asshole. That's true. But basically, I'm a good person. And I stay true to my vows and my promise to God, period. I don't get it. I don't. I mean, what do you think? What? Here, there's a microphone there, brother. You got to sit over here. If you're scared, say you're scared. Go ahead. This is Macaroni, my brother.
Anyway, let me say this.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Let me say this. It came from morals when we were kids. And we grew up another way. You ball your fists up, that's going to be a part of the mall. If you stab my shooting, that's something else different. I'm going to say this again. The morals, it starts at home. You know little Johnny's messed up. First he strangled the cat, then he strangled the dog. You know little Johnny's messed up. Why would you wait for little Johnny to have a mass murder? You knew what was wrong with him in the first place. The problem with families now is not just white, not just black. It's all of us.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I'm so tired of people trying to blame.
Yeah, it's not a race thing at all.
No, at all. At all.
Yeah, but I do believe it's a cultural thing. I think it's an American cultural thing.
I think you're right.
America is built on blood.
I think you're correct. I mean, you know what? Our whole foundation of this country was founded on blood. I mean, that's a fact. Because we had to fight England, or they had to fight England. And when I sit there and think about the first man who lost his life in defense of his country happened to be a man of color, Crispus Attucks, and we still don't get it. Let me.
But not to cut you off, but you know what, Steve? I think we do get it. America's built on violence and the gun. So we do get it. America is doing this job of what it was birthed to be. I honestly believe that, bro.
And that saddens me.
It's sad, but I mean, you know.
Let me share some with you and to show you how bad it is. We're talking about, you know, the violence in this country. Well, let me share some with you. Don't disappear, Bernstein. Let me share some with you. Where you go? Check this out. I'm going to show you how immoral that we can be. I have a friend who has a beautiful, beautiful, most intelligent daughter that you could ever meet. And I'll share her name. Her name is Brooklyn. So, but when I say intelligent and sensitive, how old is Brooklyn?
She's 11.
11 years old. I could sit with Brooklyn and talk to her as I would be talking to her father, who I'm talking to now. The girl is just too sharp. And here's what's happening. Because, once again, we're talking culture. Because of the culture of this country, dad and mom are involved in a conflict that is hurting the child. Even though dad and mom are together, you know, both of them, I guess, believe in co-parenting. I know the dad certainly does because I spent a lot of time with him. But what is not being transmitted to the mother is you're hurting the child. You know, Earth, Wind, and Fire has a song called That's the Way of the World. Here's what it says. A child is born with a heart of gold. Way of the world turns that heart cold.
Yes, preach.
Now I'm going to back up a little bit because I want you to understand, especially women today, no harm. I'm just putting it the way it is because it'll lead into my issue about abortion. But I want the father to tell you feeling about what's going on and how it's tearing him apart and his daughter apart. He hasn't seen his daughter in 2 months. We're talking about a man that spent an incredible amount of time with his daughter. Even with everything he's doing, he's the owner of this station, okay? I mean, he's my boss. And I'm not saying this because he's sitting here, because he knows me. But I'm saying this because I think it's so important that black women understand what is going on with the black fathers who are doing the right thing. Bernstein, talk to us, babe.
It's a rough. I wasn't prepared for this one, Stephen. But yeah, the situation is a struggle for power, which it shouldn't be. And me personally, I believe that the mother is upset because I choose not to have any type of relationship with her. It's all about our daughter.
And Brooklyn loves you guys both.
Yeah, she loves us both, exactly.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Without a shadow of a doubt. And that's the reason why we're here in Indianapolis, because, you know, we came from Atlanta.
Yeah.
And the only reason why we're here is because of Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And, you know, so there should not be no dispute, no debate. But this has been going on for 7 years.
Wow.
You know, but I'm at the stage now where this has to stop. So I have to put my foot down on some things. And so what she does, she decides that she wants to retreat and hide behind the slow pace of the court system. Because technically, she's in violation of our parenting agreement right now. But she knows that I'm not going to go kick in her door and, you know, dream drama in front of Brooklyn because it ain't going to hurt her even more. You see what I'm saying? So that's why I got to wait the process of justice.
Let me ask you this. I mean, seriously. When you look at your daughter, and regardless of what you think about her mom, which I think that we can share the same view of the fact that if nothing else, you still love her mom because she gave you Brooklyn.
Right. Correct.
But let me ask you this: how much torn from your heart that you are?
But bro, I'm aching every day. That's why I'm working so much, man. It's like, if I don't stop working, see, I'm about to.
Hey, I'm with you. And it's not about money.
No, it's not about money. No, it's about me keeping my sanity.
Hey, what's up now?
I'm working so much to stay busy. You know how they say sometimes an idle mind is the devil's playhouse or what a playground, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I can sit back and some devious things, but I choose not to do that. I'm not going to let that win. So that's why I stay busy. So the only thing I can do is build for all of us, you know, and this too shall pass, bro. You know,
let me say this to you. Let me say this to you. I'm not saying this just because I know you and not because I am anything else but a humble man, but let me say this to you. You keep doing what you're doing, man, because I'm going to tell you what's so sad What's so sad is that there are so many black men in the same situation that you are. And because we live in a chauvinistic society, that we have to endure such punishment, and it is punishment, because when you love a child, somebody you gave life to, who's greater than yourself, who in a moment's notice you will lay down your life for.
Exactly.
It's got to be just heart-wrenching. And what I want to say to the ladies, because I don't believe this, just work with me. I'm not saying that all men have been very good about parenting. I certainly have my issues without shadow of a doubt. But what I'm saying to you is this. Stop thinking about yourself. Think about that child. I mean, she's 11. She's 12. She's 15. Whatever age.
Right. Don't matter.
But what you do and how you carry yourself, especially because she's a young woman, will directly affect how she views men, period. And because things didn't work out between you and that man, make damn sure that that man stays in that child's life. Stop the controversy. Stop the madness. Because you're entrusted with a life from the Most High. She didn't ask to be here. But she's here.
And she's hurting too, man.
Absolutely. And dude, let me tell you something. As much as you and I talk, and as much as you and I sometimes disagree on things, we agree on one thing. There's nothing more precious in life.
It's not
than a child.
And we bump heads all the time, but that's one thing we do know. There's nothing better than life. There's nothing better than love, man.
That's a fact.
There's always love, no matter what. And we always know that.
That's a fact.
Family bump heads, but family should never let anything get in the place of love. And what's happening right now is hatred getting in the place of love, bro.
Yeah. I hope and pray that things work out for the best right now. I know enough about the situation that it's tearing you apart. What's so bad about tearing you apart is this young black entrepreneur created this network for us to not only educate ourselves, but for us to educate our children. I mean, we're talking about private independent movie channels. We're talking about a cartoon channel of healthy cartoons, not Beavis and Butthead.
Right.
You know, we're talking about something that's real. And let me tell you something. Everybody out there listening, and for those of you who are not listening, you need to. And for those of you who have access to us, y'all need to pass the word around. This is bullshit, okay? We're better than that. We are better than that. We are people of color. We are people of a culture unbelievably successful and amazing. We can do better. We got to. So,
thank you, Steve. I needed that. No, I got to take a break because if not, I'll be on.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
We need to come back and talk about slave trade.
We got to talk about slave trade. Check this out, though. I'm going to send some private shout-outs to a couple of people and get a little personal about it. Bernice Wiggins, girl, you have won my heart because even the tragedies are the things that are afflicting you. You are just one beautiful, loving person, and I really appreciate you. I think about you so often, and I think about the advice that you have given me. And Bernice Wiggins, wherever you at, I hope you're listening. I just want to know or let you know that I love you. I really do. You're truly a saint. With that being said, I want to send a message out to Lorraine Watkins in Greensville, South Carolina. And what I want to say to you is this. Love is love. I mean, you know, it's not a matter of when you want to be or when you need to be. Love is love. You know, and you can run and hide all you want, but there's one thing you can't do. You can't run away from the truth. And me, I'm all about the truth. I mean, people can say whatever they want to say about me, but the truth of the matter is, what you gonna say about the truth? Because the truth is what it is. Much love to you. Hope you get yourself together, because really, you're better than that. And let's see, Pastor Patricia Turner. In fact, I'm going to try to get her on the phone because she came from a very unique conference, and hopefully I can get her to talk about that. Now, with all that being said, let me get back to how I started. You know, when I sit there and think about the tragedies that have happened in the last 3 or 4 days in reference to things that are surrounding me, and one I found out prior to coming on the air, and Ms. Nancy Shaw, who has been a really a great supporter financially and spiritually to American Legion Post 249, I found out that she had passed, and once again, my heart, you know, I'm telling you, my heart's been so ripped apart this week. It's been unbelievable. But that's okay. Because I'm more concerned about everybody else being okay. And what I mean about that is this. As a scientist, I understand death. You know, I've been in the funeral industry. I've been around war. I've been around war in the streets, and you know, my attitude is this: we cannot change the world. We can reform ourselves to start to changing the world. But what we can't do is change the world. And this bullshit about changing the world one person at a time, it ain't working. What's going to take is a multitude of people to be honest, caring, loving, concerning. But we're never going to get past this. And you know, the funny part about it is, even though that America or the world has a revolving, I mean, we evolve, a revolving evolve. That's what we do. But right now, we are evolving into a animalistic, cruel society because people are missing the point. First of all, love yourself. That's the first thing you do, because God is within you. Be honest. And last but not least, be caring, because the world is not just about you. The world is about myself. My friend here that just poured out his heart to you about his daughter. We need to stop playing with God. We really do. Because right now, we're on a slippery slope. We got to be better. So, you know, with that being said, I don't want to really get too heavy on those things that have happened this week. But I want you to really sit back and think. Think. You can pray if you want to, but if you're not going to get on your knees and do something about your prayer, it means nothing. But just really think. Do you really want your life, the life that God gave you as a gift, to be a reflection of the danger, tragedy, horrible, unbelievable behavior that we have perpetrated on our fellow man? I keep saying we're better than that, but I'm saying it more as a rhetoric than the truth, because we have not shown that we are better than that. So, with that being said, I'm going to get off the heavy for a while because, you know, just to be honest with you, I've been so emotional in the last couple of days that I truly haven't been myself. I really haven't, but I'm going to be better. Now, Bernstein,
take a break,
and then it's time for the slave trade.
For the slave trade.
Ah!
Oh, and we got to do our captain's
hey,
report.
Hey,
you
hey,
what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
Hey,
how
you doing?
You recorded, man.
Yeah, brother,
like,
stop it. Right on.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket line and picket sign. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Sit right next to you.
gravity, I'd rather stay up here. But we can get away. Palm trees, beach views, golden every day. All I wanna hear is in the pictures on replay. Sit right next to you, you. I try not to show how I feel about you.
There's always a chance to grow from the struggle, from the pain, from the realness. Here's my story, Lord.
Hey world, yeah, I know it's been a while. Thought I'd come around and let you know what's up now. No album lately, so my mind is kinda up down. I still been taking care of my mama and them somehow. Disappeared from the scene and left my old team. Had to find a new approach to an old dream. And it's not to take a shot at my old team. I just want you to see, this is me. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can, 'cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am, and please accept me for what I do. 'Cause there's no me without you, and all I wanna be is true. Alright, and all I wanna be is true. Apologies if I ever let you down. So much didn't happen that it's hard to talk about. So many losses that my lawyer said don't talk about it. Just had to pray and keep it cool till I can walk about it. Came home, held my sister as a child. Kinda hurt me 'cause I could have my own now. I lost my baby, damn, it's really getting home now. I just have to learn.
This is me.
So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for.
Welcome back to Joe Controversy on Superbad Monday. Stephen B. doing the key of V. Excellence for you and me with my nicotine-stained fingers. I know I should stop smoking, especially since I'm a heart patient. But you know what? The worst people in this world to treat is people who know better, and I should know better.
Those are called hard-headed people.
Yeah.
Hard-headed make a soft ass, what Grandma used to say.
Yeah, yeah. I guess I'm a hard-headed.
Oh, you
Negro.
Got a soft ass.
Real soft ass. Oh, so cold. Let me pay some bills right quick. Check this out. YazzaTV.com is looking for product vendors. They want to sell their products or services on YazzaTV.com. Our shopping channel. Did you hear me? Let me start this all over again. I'll just read this shit myself. YazzaTV.com is looking for product vendors that want to sell their products on services on YazzerTV.com shopping channel. We got one of those.
Yes.
Must have a business license to do this to apply and get more detail. Email marketing@yazzer.com or call 847-232-9000. 8473-9368, option two. That's 847-23-9368, option two. And it's provided, the service provided by BachAJob.com. And check this out. We're talking worldwide here, so we can get your product out worldwide for a hell of a lot less money you're going to pay CNN or MSNBC. So you need to do that. So let's run this again. JobsOfTV.com is looking for vendors. That's what we're doing. You know, if you're selling something, whether it's artwork, clothes, food, it doesn't make a difference. We're trying to put you out there. To sell your products or services on the JobsOfTV.com, we have a shopping channel. Check it out. You must have a business license. That's the law. To apply and get more detail, you want to call 847-232-9368, option 2. Or marketing at yazzer.com. And the service is provided by BachAJob. Bach, not, you know, the other word. AJob.com. This is hilarious. But check us out. The phone number, the call-in phone number is 515-605-9800. And check this out. We got this movie coming, and there's a way to win free tickets. The Testimony 2 presents Lifesavers at Sunday, August the 21st, 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. It's our movie night. You can purchase tickets online, lifesaversmovie.com, ventbrite.com, or Visa Cash App, money sign, The Testimony 2, and put your full name and time to the memo line for a will call. That's at the Indiana Historic Society. It's 450 West Ohio Street, 46202 here in Indianapolis, or you can call 317-520-2725. That's 317-520-2725. So, hey, you know what? I was supposed to have a guest tonight, Glenn Howard Jr., who is the son of one of the most controversial senators in the state of Indiana, and a very forceful city county councilman. I get tongue tied too. And the late Senator Howard was a force here that really was one of the driving force behind Black Expo, but for some reason we kind of missed contact. So hopefully I'll have him here next week, because it's a good conversation that will enlighten you on a lot of things. And listening from a young man, it'll blow you away. Now it's time for the slave trade.
The slave trade, Bernstein.
We gotta talk about your girl Brittany. Okay.
Inmate number 632506209. In Oshkosh Federal Prison. No, sorry. I'm not being insensitive, Emma.
Oshkosh?
That's German, ain't it? That's not Russian.
Oh, shit. Check this out.
You know I'm a communist. I'm sorry.
You're a communist. But check this out. On the real.
We're not making fun of her. Just, you know, sorry. Go ahead.
In the real. We're talking about them giving her 9 years.
Bullshit. I call bullshit.
We're talking about
for some oil.
But what's even worse to me?
Okay.
Is we're talking about a young lady's life.
Yes.
We're talking about the United States government who's saying they're doing everything to have her released. But here's what's sad to me. They released a known murderer who gave information to the Russians to have citizens killed.
They gave up a spy?
Yes, exactly what they did.
Oh, I forgot his name.
Hell, I can't think of his name, but here's the bad part about it.
It ain't Snowden, is it? No, Snowden was somebody else.
But here's the bad part about it. She'd still be having bars. What kind of bullshit is that?
Russia's asking for them to give Oboyev, the guy who's the weapons guy who was selling weapons. They're like, really? You want him?
That's
for
the
her?
Wait a minute.
They didn't give him up.
Yes, they
are. No, he didn't. They not. He out in Colorado right now as we speak.
Dude, read the recent news.
They're not. Oh, I could pull it up.
He's going.
He is not going.
The United States government.
The United States, where the fly come from?
Well, that's stupid.
No, the United States still got him in custody.
Guess what? They're about to give him up.
No, they ain't.
Yes, they are.
There's no way.
Yes, they are.
There's no way.
And that's the point.
But you know, the Russians got a Marine over there, too, though. It might be him for her and the Marine. There's a Marine that the Russians have.
Pull it up, and you'll find out what I'm saying is true. And the sad part about it is, this Marine has been there how many years?
What's her name again? Britain?
But how many years has the Marine been there? Seven? Yeah. Bullshit. I mean, you know what? My attitude to this is this. I am a person who believes in following the law. I really do. When you're in Rome, you do what the Romans do. But this woman has made Russia a lot of money because of her skills, being a star. Not only did she do that, but this woman put herself on the line and her life on the line. And the United States government hasn't done shit. They can talk all the bullshit they want to. Anytime Jesse Jackson can go over to that country and walk out of there with people, walk out of there with people. But now the whole United States government can't walk out of here with this young girl. Come on now. Be realistic. Bullshit.
Okay, here we go right here.
Okay. Read it to me.
Where are my $1.25s at?
I don't care. I need some meat, though.
There they are.
Give me some chips or something. I was waiting for a telephone call. Oh, maybe it came through and I missed it. Let me make sure.
Right.
Thank you. All right.
I'm about to read this article. Here we go right here.
Late last month, Blinken said the United States had made a substantial offer to Russia for the release of basketball player Brittany Griner, I guess, and Paul Whelan, that's the Marine, a former U.S. Marine who is in, been serving a 16 years prison sentence in Russia on espionage charges that he denies. 16 years is a long time in a Russian prison. The United States claimed that the two jailed Americans are political pawns being used in Moscow. She hasn't called in yet. United States claims that two jailed Americans are political pawns being used in Moscow amid deterring their relationship. So in other words, he's 16 years, she's 9.5 years, and but Russia wants they arms guy. Okay, you got to call her, but let's finish this story real quick.
Hurry up, because I want to disconnect.
She's not going to disconnect.
Let's put it on hold.
What do you think about that?
I think it's shit. I already told you, I think it's bullshit. I mean, it's crazy. Wait one second, because I got to make this connection because one of the people going to be on my show is calling in. Hello?
Hello?
Hey. Wait a minute.
Hi.
I got to get my ears together. Give me a second. These things are hard to mess with. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we will get back to the slave trade. Because while I have her on air, Reverend Patricia Turner, how are you today?
I'm fine, Steve.
Great. Listen, I'm sure I called you on short notice, but I want to talk to you about a couple of things, if you don't mind. And I think I hear the fan in the background or something because I can hear. Oh, I'm her. You can turn that down a little bit. I'd appreciate it, okay?
Okay.
Pastor, thank you for calling in. I know that you've had a busy week, but we've been talking about a couple of things here that I wanted you to weigh in on. One of the things is obviously the death of your friend as well as mine, James Dixon, and how it went down. Pastor, you probably deal with death and those sort of things a lot. What is your feeling right now about the violence that took our friend away? I mean, what's your feeling about that?
My feelings is just all over the place right now. I feel that it was very senseless act that has been done. And we, unfortunately, we see these acts being done to people on a daily basis.
Let me ask you this. Being a pastor who has probably seen more violence than the majority of us because you're from Chicago, and in fact, you know, I was with you when you were talking to a Hispanic woman who was from Chicago, and she was talking about not even being able to go to, she was frightened about going to her uncle, I think it was.
Her father's funeral.
Because of the violence.
Yeah.
I mean, as a pastor, I mean, how do you deal with that?
Well, as a pastor, you have to understand that this is just things that's been foretold and Bible being fulfilled. But at the same time, I mean, you want to be able to console these families that's going through these senseless crimes.
Let me ask you.
I know that just, you know, thinking that my daughter called me, my daughter being still in Chicago, and her calling me on a daily basis, telling me about the murders, that, you know, the senseless murders. And I can relate to the young the lady that was talking about you couldn't even go to funerals because my daughter's mother-in-law, nephew had passed, and they went to the funeral and they shot up the funeral home. I know that there's a lot going on in Chicago, but to get back to James Dixon and just to think about the fact that he can be murdered right in front of his funeral home or right at his funeral home, it's just sad. And it's dumb.
Let me ask you this, Pastor. How am I going to hold you? Because I know you're not feeling well. Do you think that the marching and the walking in communities are doing any good? Or do you think?
No.
You said what?
No.
She said no?
No.
Oh, really? I mean, what's your attitude about that?
I think it's going to take more than some walking and some marching. This firsthand, coming from an area of crime, being raised up in the area of crime, I know that it's going to take people coming together and unifying.
Let me ask you this as a mother. And not as a pastor. Do you think that women, especially women of color, because this child came out of you after 9 months, I mean, that's a struggle in itself. But do you think that if we can get more women galvanized to speak more openly about their babies dying, that it will have a better effect on our society?
I do. I really do. I think it's going to take more women coming forth and the men, you know, coming forth to become family. Because for the most part, a lot of these children are just misguided. They don't have no type of direction and they have no type of hope.
Yes.
Life. So somebody got to give them some type of hope.
Yes.
because they're just hopeless.
You're absolutely correct. I'm going to let you go because I know you're not feeling well, and I really appreciate you allowing me to call on you tonight. But if you had a message in parting that you would like to give to mothers, what would that message be?
To love your children. Show them that you love them. Teach them moral values. And spend time with them, because that's for the most part, the parents are not spending time with their children.
Yes. Yes.
And they need to spend time. Time is something you can never get back.
That's a fact. That is a fact. Pastor, I want to thank you, and I really appreciate you, even that I know you're not feeling well, calling in, but you keep doing what you're doing. I mean, you know, I know enough about your background and where you came from, and all I can say is that if more women would stand up, do what you do, I would think our society would be a lot better off. So I want to thank you. God bless you, and I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Okay, thank you.
That's Pastor. All right, thank you. That's Pastor Patricia Turner, one of the people that consult with me on our show when it comes to spirituality. I'm a little raw for her, but she still works with me. So I really want to say I appreciate it. Now back to the slave trade. Let's get back to this. I heard what you said about Ms. Griner, but I want you to tell me what the hell is going on with Watson and all that bullshit.
So we done with our girl, we get her home safe soon. Okay, now let's talk about Deshaun Watson. Mr. Rub My Back.
What's up with that bullshit?
Well, you know me and my conspiracy theories, and I believe that, you know, in order to get a certain level of money, when you're taking their money, they have to do different type of rituals. And I think he's going through the humiliation ritual right now.
Do you think, though, seriously, that Deshaun is becoming his worst enemy now? Or do you think...
He's not doing anything.
Wait a minute. Okay. Uh-huh. Or do you think that the NFL is doing what they typically do to black super athletes, and that's perpetrator fraud?
Yes. What they're saying is niggas stay in line.
Wow.
I'm trying to be nice, but no. This is the slave season because football's about to start the biggest plantation ever. See, football players is the field niggas, and basketball is the house niggas.
Oh. Woo!
So, the field niggas is about to start playing this weekend.
I didn't say that.
And they want to keep the field niggas in line.
Hold. I got to ask you this question.
All right.
Do you think, seriously, especially with the outspokenness and the realism that he has maintained through his career, even though people are criticizing, do you really think that LeBron James is a house nigga?
Would you like some ice in your lemonade, Master?
Oh, come on. Are you serious?
Is it lemonade or is it sweet tea, Master?
So in other words, let me ask you this.
Come on, let's go. I'm ready for the smoke. Day. I've been waiting for this.
Wait a minute. But what? Smoke. let me ask you seriously. And I think we both agree. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was rare. Not only was a fantastic athlete.
He is what they call a unicorn.
But he never compromised himself. He stayed very true to Islam, obviously. But he stayed pretty true to being his own man.
Islam with a side of a pork chop and a white girl. Don't leave that part out.
Well, okay, but I mean,
there's nothing wrong with it. Now I'm just messing with Kareem. I like Kareem.
Right, but I mean, can you think of another athlete that had the ability and the courage to be a Kareem?
Muhammad Ali.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt.
He's the epitome of having the courage of you can have it all. You can have it all, but you will never have my integrity. And you would never take my spirit.
Yes.
And you would never change my belief in my Lord.
Yes. Well, let me ask you this. What is your feeling on Michael Jordan in this whole scenario? I mean, do you think that Michael Jordan compromised himself?
No. I think Michael Jordan understood the formula of America, which is capitalism. See, what people don't understand is like this. When it comes to capitalism, you got one or two ways in this world. You can either take the Donald Trump approach, or you can take the Barack Obama approach.
Mm.
And what I mean by that is this. Either you can just take a smooth ride, get all your money, and ride off in the sunset, like Michael Jordan and Obama. Or you can be like Donald Trump, or like, I'm going to show up with my balls hanging out, but I'm still going to get the money, and I'm still going to ride off in the sunset. It's always two stories. Either, you know how America is, bro. It's always the bad guy and the good guy.
Yeah.
But they both is wrestling in WWE.
Yes.
It's the same sport. You know what I mean? So I don't hate on Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, like, listen, I don't need to be out there protesting. I understand capitalism. I'm going to capitalize on what I have access to.
Yeah.
Because, see, what Michael Jordan did is what Michael Jordan did is what Magic Johnson is sick about till today. Magic Johnson talks today about the mistake he made that Michael Jordan capitalized on. See, Magic had the deal with Nike. But Nike wasn't big enough. Nike was like, imagine like Nike. What's a Nike?
Yeah.
Give me a Converse, 100,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me ask you one final question about the Indianapolis Colts.
Boom.
And I'm being serious.
Yeah.
Do you think that Matt Ryan, with the career he's had, do you think that he is the quarterback that will get the Colts at least further in the playoffs?
Okay, Matty Ice, you know, I'm part of Indianapolis, part of ATL, been living in Atlanta since 1996.
Yeah.
I was there, Michael Vick.
Yeah.
I'm Michael Vick down.
Yeah, amen, that's you.
Okay. Matty Ice came in, and he saved, I had to say it, nobody gives him this credit, he saved the franchise.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you a quick story about Atlanta football, and then we're going to talk, I'm going to share a coach. When I first moved to Atlanta in 1996, was the year after Jeff George was the quarterback at the time. Jeff George went to the same high school I went to.
You went to Warren?
I graduated from Warren Central, yeah.
Oh, shit.
When I moved to Atlanta, bro, there was billboards across the city, pictures of Jeff George. It says, don't come around these parts anymore.
Really?
No shit.
Why?
The way they was pissed off about whatever Jeff George did when he was in Atlanta because he was there. I got there the year after. There was billboards around the city that said, don't come around these parts ever again.
You know why people were pissed off? Because number
George?
One, no, let me tell you why. George, who happens to be, his brother happens to be my insurance man for my car.
No
but
shit.
Yeah, no shit. But anyway.
I got Geico.
No, he owns
I know,
he owns a division of Progressive.
Okay.
But anyway, Jeff George was a very good quarterback. He really was.
He was.
Jeff George's problem was his mother.
Really?
Yes. Oh, his mother, listen.
Yeah, the manager. Well, the mom's always...
Listen, his mother had been known to come on the field a couple of times and start shit with the coaches.
Oh, hell no. Mama's
I'm serious. I'm serious. Hey, man, Jeff George, that was his first problem. His other problem is this. Is really
has the acne?
No. His other problem was this. You can't be even a decent quarterback when you spend the majority of your time on your back looking at the lights.
So that's the front line.
He had
right?
No,
oh, he had no
line.
Foot action. He had no line.
None.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
None. I mean, Jeff George, this is no kidding. Had he been to a decent team at that time?
Yeah.
Jeff George, we'd be talking about Hall of Fame numbers. He was that good.
He was that good.
That good.
He was good.
But his mother destroyed him.
Wow.
Just like, what's the basketball players whose dad keeps getting involved?
The Balls.
Yeah. Same type of bullshit.
Ball, yeah.
Same type of bullshit. So that's what happened to Jeff.
So to answer your question,
yes,
I believe
Matt Ryan.
That Matty Ice will get the Colts to the playoffs play, win one game and lose the second one because that's his M.O. That's the reason why Atlanta. We got
whoa. Yeah, he got a ring now.
He didn't get no ring?
He didn't get a ring. Oh, he went to Super Bowl.
We went to Super Bowl. We was up by 30 points and lost to New England.
Well, that's supposed to be surprising.
Yes.
Who was the quarterback in New England?
Brett.
I rest
what
my
case. Name is?
Come on, man. You know what?
Atlanta should have won that damn game. What happened is like this. Halftime came. They took a couple bumps. The strippers was already in the locker room. They thought they won a Super Bowl. And the master of all, Tom Brady, the great white hope, was like, listen, y'all, you know what we're going here to do. We came here to win. Let's do what we came here to do.
Wait a minute. I saw this move.
Exactly. Tom took a bump, too. His head just a little bit more cut on it.
This macaroni, you hear this, man? I ain't mad at you. We don't do drugs.
We got a hell of a fine sports program here. we don't play.
No shit. But wait, and before we end this.
So, yes, the Colts will win at least one playoff game. Yes.
I do think that in all this stuff is happening, I think Matt Ryan was the best thing they could have done. I think it was the smartest thing. Now, here's what I'm worried about. You bring a quarterback in like Matt Ryan, but you don't take a young quarterback to mentor him.
Right. They brought in old Wentz or somebody.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Well, check this out.
Jacoby Brissett. Have you heard?
He ain't in Miami no more?
He's going to end up a starting man.
Well, what team?
Hell, wherever he's at, he's starting.
He
pull it up.
Miami no more?
No, I don't. I think so. But he's going to start, man.
He ain't in Miami because your boy's a quarterback in Miami.
Well, shit, I don't know. But if you pull it up, man, they're stuck with him as starting quarterback. And you know what? I think he's going to kick ass this year. I really do. I thought that Jacoby Brissett not only had the integrity and the courage and the athleticism.
They just didn't believe in him.
No. You know what? That cost him because he started not believing in himself. But I'm going to tell you something. I think.
What's it called? Your encouragement.
Yeah. When you pull it up.
Hold on. He's with Cleveland.
Yeah.
He's with Deshaun.
He's going to start.
No, does Deshaun start?
Deshaun's not going to start. The NFL.
They suspended his six games yesterday.
When?
Yesterday.
I was listening on news today.
Deshaun is playing.
Oh, shit. Well, we got Cleveland, the armpit of America, and they are.
Whoa, did he say that? Man, I went to one of my best parties. I went to a lingerie party in Cleveland one time, the best party I ever had in my life.
Like I said, the armpit of America. You're talking about lingerie party, okay? I mean, they have Mayor Kucinich.
Let me stick up.
You know, Kucinich got so tired of the city county council in Cleveland. You know what he did, Beetle? He went and got him a dummy, and he made the city county council talk to the dummy because he wouldn't talk to him. That's deep shit. Now,
the NFL appeals Deshaun Watson suspension.
They just appealed it. It hasn't passed yet.
Well, it's going to pass.
I don't think so.
I think so.
Nah. They want to do the same thing to him they did to Kaepernick. They want to make an example out of him. And you know what? The same example they're trying to make is the same example that happened to Kaepernick. You had nothing. The man did, the court of law in this country said the man was not guilty, period. Yet we still
missing.
Who's not
guilty?
Watson.
Deshaun went to court.
No.
They dismissed all of them. Like, he has no.
That's my point.
Yet.
That's my point. The legal system dismissed it.
Right.
And we're still, I mean, the NFL is still doing what they're doing. I'm going to tell you something. You talking about slave owners? That proves it right then and there.
Thanks. So will Cam Newton be pumping gas this season?
In Dallas. Okay. Hey, listen. That's our slave report for the day.
All right. That's our slave report. I'm done. I'm out.
Now it's time for street talk. Come over here, Macaroni. We got to talk. And sit right over here. Macaroni's here. Players' opinion. They say the rich hoes pimp and the poor hoes dream, whatever that means. But the rich hoes pimp and the poor hoes dream. That's what they say. Yeah, Macaroni. Macaroni, what's up, man? Hey, man, how's the game? You got talking to the microphone. How's the game?
The same as always been, for real.
Oh, shit. You just had a birthday.
I
sure did. I turned 69 years old.
Now you call yourself a what?
Senior citizen gigolo.
Hey, the boys roaming the halls of the nursing home now. I ain't mad at you.
Don't get it twisted.
Hey, man, let me ask you a question on the real. What do you think, man, right now about these young hustlers in the street? I mean,
they got the gang twisted. Here's what's wrong. Ain't about hurting nobody. It's about getting the honest. Ain't no honest thieves no more. Call it what you want to call it. But y'all got in the street, y'all selling drugs, killing up each other, taking your dope from each other. That's crazy. And not only that, but you're 13, 14, 15. See, Lord have mercy, what's wrong? But I think this, y'all, it started home. You know little Johnny was retarded when he killed the cat. You know little Johnny was retarded when he killed the dog. Well, Chester took him outside, gave him a 22 rifle and said, kill a deer. He said something else. I ain't going to say that part. Not on the radio. But hold up.
You
can
say what you want to. Honestly, you can say whatever you want
to. Okay, look, okay. I had a wife friend. I took my baby boy out there, and he said, we're going to go fishing. Hell, the next 2 weeks, we went fishing, killing rabbits, killing deers. And the next time, it started with the N. We're going to kill, okay? But little Johnny said, he said, let me tell you something old school. I don't let the child get to the bullets. He got a gun rack in his bedroom. But at the bottom of the gun rack, he got a big old lock on it. Little Johnny opens the lock whenever he wants to. That's the same one went to the mall and killed everybody in the mall.
Yeah, and you're right. No, but let me ask you this, man. Seriously, and this is kind of serious because I know you've been in the streets for a long time. Do you think that there's no longer any honor in the game?
No, because it's better to take from somebody than to get your own hustle.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Why are you waiting for your buddy to get a bankroll just because you sideways? Going through change, they gonna take you, set your buddy up to take his money. Y'all done made millions of dollars doing the wrong damn thing.
Yeah.
But you gonna kill him. Why?
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you when you're right, man. I really am. Because, you know, my attitude is, and Macaroni's my older brother, if you don't know that. But, and I've been around him, well, obviously all my life, but I've been around him in some difficult situations as well as gang shootings. And I'm going to say this. I'm going to be straight up, so I hope he doesn't get pissed off at me, but I'm going to tell the truth. I met a lot of wannabes. I got to say one thing about my brother. This nigga was one pimping ass nigga. I'm serious.
I mean,
he had women on the streets, if you can believe it. Am I admiring for that? No. Don't get me wrong. But I had a chance to see that part of the game. And he made a lot of money. A lot of money. Hell, lots of money. Okay. Now, with that being said, if you had to do it all over again, would you do it all over again on the real?
Nah, I really wouldn't. That was the cards I was dealt, and I played them. But I'd never see another child growing up. No, I wouldn't. You know, I watch these guys tell me about the gang. They had to beat a girl up to make her out of fear to go get some money. I never did that. All the players would tell me, man, you got to put your hands up. I said, no, I don't. I'm going to leave them alone. It's just like right now. You little girls with these guys call y'all bitches and hoes, and y'all grinning and smiling. You don't respect yourself no more.
Oh.
You just don't.
Say it again.
You don't respect yourself no more.
Hello.
Because you know what, back in my day, even when I had the girls, but you call a woman a bitch, you got to fight.
Yeah.
She ain't going.
Yeah.
Now, y'all accept it like it's a badge of courage or something. I have no idea. But, honey, if you want to be respected as a lady, you have to act like one.
Yes, sir.
She mamas, strippers, all that time. Get your money. But if you want to be treated like a lady, you got to act like a lady.
Amen. Let me. Now, and I'm only laughing because we talk about this constantly. And my brother and I both have daughters, and we have sons. And I always say this,
lovingly, because I got three wonderful boys and the daughter from hell, because she's supposed to be, because she's a lady. Now, her lifestyle choices are a little different from mine, but I'm not going to criticize her, because, number one, she's a brilliant person, and she's a drop-dead gorgeous woman. I'm serious, as your daughter is as well. But we're dealing with, and it's, the strange thing is, we're dealing with daughters who both chose the alternative lifestyle.
Lord.
What, I mean, I'm not going to ask you what you think about it. We've talked about it enough. But my question to you is this. Do you think that we have failed?
No. We play the card, news, dip. See, everybody's got his future. You know what? The Bible is telling you like this. You was raised, you're going to be a man. If you desire another man, something terribly wrong with you. It's not in the Bible. I watched all this, and I'm just trying to tell y'all. Y'all can say all this about homosexuality and the gays with their own rights, but the right is the right of the Lord. Y'all forgot something somewhere. I don't know what Bible y'all been reading. I have no idea. But you done made a lifestyle. You want to raise kids with two men in the house or two women in the house. You think that's right? It just ain't right.
Yeah.
It don't even look right, and the child don't have a chance.
Yeah.
So you're saying all these people have put these people up for adoption, but the child got to go somewhere, but not there.
But you know what? Remember, you and I looked up the statistics.
So did. So
on
just
children.
The other day. Yep.
Just the other day.
Just the
children
other day.
That are raised in homosexual households.
Household.
Remarkably.
Whoa, look.
Remarkably. Man. 90, was it? Well, no, it wasn't
y'all,
that much.
Look,
it was two-thirds of it. Two-thirds of them.
Here's what happened, y'all.
Came to gay lifestyle.
Yeah, here's what happened, y'all. When he punched it up, with gay people. But to single it out from men,
that's right,
raising a man,
right,
or a woman raising a woman, when you added it together, it was scary.
Because it was 68% on one and 67% on the other.
That's
scary.
Yeah, downright scary.
So
in other words, they don't have a chance.
People are a product of their captivity.
But they don't have a chance.
No, you're right.
I was raised by a mother, a father, grandmother, grandfather. I have no idea what y'all's frame of mind is. I really don't. We used to have a crazy little uncle. He was gay as hell.
Yep.
We used to laugh all the time.
Uncle Walter. Yeah.
But Uncle Walter was a cool dude. Uncle Walter was gone.
Yeah.
In his own little way.
Yeah.
He didn't take nothing. He didn't try to hurt nobody. He was just Uncle Walter.
Yeah.
And when I think about him, I just had to laugh. But that was Uncle Walter's thing.
Yeah.
I never realized the timid part of life. I don't know what happened to my Uncle Walter. Till I got older, I'm like, damn, Uncle Walter's gay.
He's gay.
Yeah. At the half gallon point, y'all.
Yeah, half gallon. Yes, right.
Hold on. I told Uncle Walter, you got to quit drinking and smoking cigarettes. Man, 2 weeks later, my uncle was dead.
Yeah,
I was so damn mad, I know what to do. Because I wish I never told him to do nothing. He's seeing little green men and some more shit.
Macaroni, I want to thank you, man, for giving your street insight. And imparting, what's the final word, man, especially with the violence in the streets? What's your parting word to the young people out there?
Do me a favor, y'all. Look at your mother. Look at your father. Look at your grandparents. Look at your little sister. Look at your little brother. Do you want to go out like that for real? Ain't nothing wrong being having a good life, but the wrong life, you're going to die. You're going to die. It's going to be ugly. We're looking at death right now. Me and my little brother right now looking at something we don't even know what to do. We trying to tell somebody to do something. And you know what? It wasn't from violence. It was just God's teachers helped me, Lord.
You're doing tripping?
Yes. Yeah. The child stopped breathing, y'all, for 45 minutes. And it got nothing to do with violence. God giving y'all some message, y'all. Quit missing it, y'all.
Yes.
You kids got to stop.
Yep.
If you don't know, turn around to that person, that mother, that father, that grandparent, that neighbor, whoever it is. They talk to me. I don't know what to do. I'm confused.
Yeah.
And get the real deal. Because the rest of it don't matter no more.
Yeah.
Death is death. Period.
Child is born with a heart of gold. Way of the world turns to old cold. I want to thank you, man, for your comments because, even my brother knows. I mean, even with the education I have and the spiritual knowledge that I give out, the truth of the matter is, people will tell you at the end of the night. My days are 12 and 14 hour days. At the end of the night, I'm so sad, not because I'm tired, but I'm sad because we can make it better. We're just not trying, man. I mean, we're not trying, and that's the sad part about it.
Take a whole village to raise one child.
That's what Hillary said. That's what she said. Thank you very much for that. And we're going to take a quick pause for calls, and I got to get back to my catfishing ways. I mean, you know, I'm catching catfish. I mean, Beetle, I'm telling you something. Bernstein, Macaroni, I'm telling you something. I would be the greatest fisherman in the whole wide world if they put my catfish in on TV.
Okay.
Yeah, so I got some more to reveal.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to get some more bait.
He got the wrong bait.
Hey, what's up, man? Brother, what's up? Hey, how you doing?
Recording, man.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and tears here today. Picket lines and picket signs. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Right on.
As always, a chance to grow from the struggle, from the pain, from the realness. Here's my story, Lord.
Hey world, yeah, I know it's been a while. Thought I'd come around and let you know what's up now. No album lately, so my mind is kinda up down. I still been taking care of my mama and them somehow. Disappeared from the scene and left my old team. Had to find a new approach to an old dream. And it's not to take a shot at my old team. I just want you to see, this is me. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can, 'cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who.
The story, our story. Welcome back to the show, Controversy with Stephen B. Doing the Key of B. Excellence for you and me. And I'm talking to you with 10% of my brain because the 90% is right behind me right now. So let me give you some announcements before we finish our last segment here. Hey, listen, check this out.
The Testimony 2 presents Lifesaver Sunday, August the 21st, from 4 p.m., the first showing, 7 p.m., the second showing. It's our movie night on our independent station. And also, you guys need to submit some clips about things you want to do, because we'll put them on there. But back to what I'm saying, I'm excited about this, because anybody calls in today and next week can get free passes to this, and you need to check it out. You know, you need to support us as we support you. That's the Testimony 2 presents Lifesaver Sunday, August the 21st, 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. are the show times. That's our movie night. Purchase tickets online at lifesavermovie.eventbrite.com or Visa Cash App, the money sign, the Testimony 2. Make sure you add your full name time on the memo line so we can do will call for you. You can contact us at 317-520-2725. Or just remember, put it in your map, put in your schedule to check this out. It's going to be exciting. Anybody that calls in can get free tickets for either one of those showings. And the number that you need to call in is 520-2725. That's area code 317-520-2725. Also, Controversy is made possible by members of YazzaRadio.com at $14.99 per month, or YazzaTV.com at $24.99 per month. Members, thank you for your support. And let me share this with you. We have, hey, Bernstein, how many TV stations we got? I can't hear you. He's somewhere in there. Anyway, we got several TV stations, several radio stations. Everything NBC can do, or CNN can do, we can do that. We have our own cartoon stations that's not about the bullshit that they're putting on TV today, especially in reference to our children. You need to check that out. We have a professional movie channel. We have, professional channel. We also have our own independent movie channel. So we are doing a lot here, and you're talking about men of color who are doing something for us as well as you. So I want you to check that out. Now, I got to get to my catfish portion of the show. Check this out. You know, being the person I am and having over 7,000 people who follow me on Facebook and follow this show, and those of many students that I've lectured to throughout the years, being in the field of neuropsychology, you know, what fascinates me is this. I'm constantly getting messages, oh, you know, you're great. Oh, you're bad. Oh, you're this, that, and that. And then within 3-4 days, the first thing they want to call and ask me for money about paying the telephone bill, because the telephone bill ain't working yet, you're texting me, talking about, you know, my rent is due, this, that, and the other. And I'm sitting there thinking, are you serious? I mean, come on. Ain't nobody got time for that. These people who do this, these women, beautiful, they're beautiful, young for the most part, they're using you. I mean, here's a telltale sign. Oh, my telephone isn't working, so I need some help with my telephone bill. By the time they get to the telephone bill, now they need help for a new phone. Then to make matters even worse, then it's constantly send me a gift card for this, send me a gift card for that. Come on, dude. Are you serious? Let me tell you something. These women have nothing better to do than play on the internet. And they'll send you great pictures. Some of them send you some pretty nasty pictures. Like, what's the girl's name? Jane Lawson. Jane Hudson. No, that's not. Jane Hansen. She got to be one of the biggest con artists in the world, because I'm telling you, she tried to con me, and I'm sitting here telling you, girl, listen, you're talking to somebody who's a serious catfish hunter. I have consulted several times, six times, it's just several, at a catfishing show. I mean, Nev knows who I am, okay? But you really, how stupid do you think people are? Listen, let me tell you something. You can have a great body, and I would know that because you send pictures, and hell, they could be anybody's pictures. You can talk as intelligent as you want to, but you can't take from me and you have nothing to give to me. And that's what I'm trying to tell you guys out here. This girl, it's a $3.1 billion business. Business. Oh, and I love the Africans. Well, you know, I live in Florida today, but I'm on my way to help my grandmother in Africa. Come on. How stupid can you be? Let me tell you something. Straight up. Free your mind, let your ass follow. Stop freeing your ass and let your mind follow. Okay? Because I'm going to tell you something. It ain't worth it. It's destroying you as a person, and it's destroying relationships. So y'all need to stop it. Next week, I'll put some more names out there because I'm starting putting out names. What you going to do, sue me? Okay? I mean, I had one woman had the audacity to go on my Facebook page and take pictures from my Facebook page and had the nerve to put somebody else's cock on my picture. Now, first of all, she kind of did me a favor because I was like, shit, that dude must be the dude. I mean, but the truth of the matter is you made a fool out of yourself because people who know me better than that.
How did you only
got 3 inches? you know, and that's why I lose my religion every now and then, because people like Bernstein, you know. But
you set yourself up for that one.
Yeah, okay. But start using critical thinking. Start using critical thinking, guys and ladies, because they're here just to take from you and give you nothing. And that's because nothing from nothing leaves nothing, because they are about nothing. So, you know, if you need some advice, call our number at 515-605-9800, because I don't mind talking to you about it. I don't mind helping you out. And as a matter of fact, if you are suspicious of somebody, call me, because check this out. I am very good at what I do. I'll track them down like you wouldn't believe. I'm on the hunt. Hey, we like having catfish fries, and I'm about to fry a bunch of y'all while you're playing. Listen. Before I end the show, I want to give a couple of shout-outs again to Bernice Wiggins, who was in North Carolina. Oh, who, Bernice? Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh. I'm sorry I missed you, Bernice, but... You know, she's such a wonderful and loving and you've got to meet her one day, and hopefully I can get her a call in and we'll talk about just some things about life, because she's a very wise and very kind woman, but even more importantly, that this girl got God within her like you wouldn't believe. So I wanna thank you, Bernice, for calling.
Hey, sorry. Real quick before we go. Oh,
sorry.
Okay. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Her name Denise Wiggins.
Bernice.
Oh, Bernice. Okay, I thought it was Denise. Man, I met one of my best friends, most prettiest woman I ever met in my life. Her name was Denise Wiggins. She is from Harlem, New York, right? I was living in Atlanta. She was visiting. Long story short, beautiful, best person ever. Denise Wiggins, if you're out there, Harlem world, get it as a geyser. I'm done.
Okay. And also, I want to give a shout-out to Lorraine Watkins, the evangelist. You know, love you, girl, but... you know, just pray on your behavior, because you're better than that. Hey, in closing, let me say this. Your controversy, bring it to me. Welcome to Controversy. I'll see you again next Monday. And you're doing it in Key of B with Stephen B, your host. And I'm so thankful.
to